Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mac Show. I'm Jeff Gamet. I'm your interim host, sitting in for Ewan Rankin on this special Valentine's Day edition of the Mac Show, which is kind of redundant because I said it's Mac Show and then I said it's the Mac Show. But at least I got it right. I get to hang out with incredibly wonderful people. And since it's Valentine's Day, it's okay for me to say, I love all three of you.
Aww.
You're not getting my Bud Light.
Yeah. Ben, I have a special snuggle just for you. Yeah. It's consensual, of course. Anyhow, speaking of, Ben, how are you doing?
I am doing fantastic. Inside baseball, shoulder is finally starting to improve, so I'm not in insane pain why I'm here.
I am glad you are improving. And for everyone that wonders why he's having pain, it's because Ben had to reveal his secret identity. There was a runaway trolley going down the street, and if it went one way, it was going to kill one person. If it went the other way, it'd kill like five children. So Ben did the right thing, which is not decide who to kill. He leaned into the trolley as was speeding down the street and used his superpowers, and it stopped the trolley. But
then the official thing is it deflected. But the guy crossing the street was a Packer fan, so I just went and saved the kids.
At least the kids are safe. Speaking of kids, Chuck, how are you?
Well, I'm good, Jeff. I've been called worse. I'm good. Yes. I'm good.
Last week you were the dad, I think.
So. Oh my guess, that was definitely worse, Patrice. Yeah, that was definitely worse. So somehow I am regressing in time. Temporal regression. Maybe that's the show title right there, Temporal Regression.
Chuck's Temporal Regression.
Don't worry, there's a DS9 episode for that.
Yes.
True.
There's a DS9 or TNG episode to cover everything.
True.
Yeah. And now, Chuck, I'm picturing you as a dad.
No, don't. No, don't. No, under no circumstances. You would...
I mean...
For me personally, and also, would you really want to inflict that on any child you've ever known?
Yeah. I mean, with his sweater right now, what's his name? The
Mr. Rogers?
Yes, thank you. You got it immediately. Mr. Rogers vibe. That's kind of...
Mr. Joyner's Corner.
Chuck, is it really a beautiful day in the neighborhood?
I'm doing a wardrobe change as we go.
Oh, I'm so glad you changed out of the red sweater and put on a red sweater.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sorry, I don't have a ridiculously stupid transition to say. And speaking of, Patrice, how are you?
I'm doing well. This is already fun. I've had a good week. I mean, it's like I had Wednesday off, of course, and then, yeah, it's been... The weather was kind of all over the place, but yeah, it's fine. It's getting better. Spring is coming. I had fun. Busy week.
Nice. Well, in contrast to all of you, my weather has been a solid week where we didn't get above 20 degrees until yesterday, Fahrenheit.
Thank you.
And most of the time we were in single digit Fahrenheit temperatures, sometimes below zero.
That's not good.
Yeah. But today...
I had a discussion with someone, like, I had a meeting yesterday and someone from Portugal was complaining, oh, it's so cold today. And there was a guy from Poland and me in the call, and we're like, okay, what is cold for you? And he's like, oh, it's like 16 degrees Celsius. So about, we're somewhere in the 60s. And I'm like, And it's like the guy from Poland was like, yeah, it's kind of -7 degrees here. So what is that?
It's 10 degrees Fahrenheit.
About
here.
10.
10, 10-ish, 15 maybe. It's like something like that. I'm like, yeah.
60 degrees? That's, yes. That's nice. That's shorts weather.
Yeah, not quite. But it is spring nice weather, like for us here.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, different people have different expectations what cold means.
That's true. Yes. Yeah, here if we get above freezing, actually if we can be a little bit below freezing. But if the air is calm and it's sunny because of our altitude.
Mm-hmm.
You can go outside with a light jacket or sometimes not even a jacket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It's like if you're in an airplane and like the sun comes out and all of a sudden it's really hot, even though you're sitting inside. That's kind of, if you're sitting on a window seat, like that's kind of like that, similar at least.
It's like that, but with mountains.
But with mountains and beautiful.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about some Apple news.
Beautiful
I'm going
Apple
to point.
News.
Yes. Beautiful Apple news. I'm going to point out that, because of scheduling for Dave Ginsburg's In Touch with iOS, we don't have the luxury of cribbing from his notes today. So we've actually had to come up with the stories on our own.
And by on our own, we mean pretty much Apple just served them up on the silver.
Exactly. We're like, oh, this done.
Yeah, thank you, Apple. all right.
As
so
if they planned it that way, it's like, oh, that week Dave's going to do the show later, so we need to have something for Jeff to talk about.
Yes. This first story, I figure this is just like a quick PSA sort of thing, because we can sit here and speculate all day, and it won't matter. Anyhow, so the news is Apple is teasing that they're doing a product launch on February 19th. So we're getting either a new product or an updated product. Product refresh.
A product refresh, most likely.
I think that's safe to say.
I think that pretty much at this point the consensus it's going to be the new low-end iPhone.
Yeah, and probably some MacBook upgrade, some a MacBook Air or something updates with new chips. Like,
you think, Patrice?
Yeah, I think so.
You think I would be kind of honestly, I'd be sort of surprised because the SE seems to be something that is, at least based on the tech press, has been kind of the big news, the big thing everybody's been waiting for. And I would just be a little surprised if they diluted it with much of anything else that was more of a spec bump kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, but it's, you know, Apple, and especially spring time, they've done that frequently where they're like, there's like a, like, whatever, there's the big item, which maybe is the iPhone SE one day, and then a day or two later, they put out a press release and say, oh, and by the way, our beautiful MacBook Air is now also coming with an M4. Like, they can space it out a little bit, and it's still fine. But I mean, it's the MacBook Air is incredibly popular. The M4 has been out in other devices for a while. I think, why not do it? And isn't it time for like the school year? Yeah, kind of. A lot of universities and schools are now buying for the
good
year.
Good point.
So
good
that's
point.
Probably
okay.
A good time to do this.
Okay, I stand corrected. That would make a lot more sense, to at least from a potential dilution standpoint.
Yeah.
That you need to get that information out.
Yeah, but I think you can space it out. Like have a focus on whatever they're doing, probably the SE4, do that first. To be honest, I'm not even sure how big the SE is. I mean, the tech press and seem to be super excited about it, but I think other than a lot of corporate customers, I'm not so sure who cares really about the SE. I'm not seeing it a lot in the wild, and I'm not seeing it a lot being sold a lot. I mean, I have one but it's from a company and I never use it. It's literally sitting, I don't even know where it is right now, to be honest. Somewhere in some drawer, probably.
I'd say call it, but you know, the battery's dead.
No, it might still be charged. I mean, that's the only good thing, since I'm not using it for anything. There's no apps running or anything. The battery lasts forever.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know. Might be somewhere around there.
So, now you know what we'll be talking about next week
Oh, yeah.
because the Apple announcement will have happened. So, Apple, thank you for setting up some content for next week's show for us already.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, could plan ahead already. Can we already plan what we're going to say?
Yeah, we can. We can have a script, and all we have to do is have a fill in the blank for what the product name is.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Let's do that.
We could probably have basically the same discussion. Wow, yeah, this product was really due for a refresh, and it's nice to see the spec bumps that they put it into fill in product name here. The
And it gets the
disappointing part.
features from fill in other product here.
Yeah, and the disappointing part is that they did not include feature X from this other product name.
Cool, done.
Done. We've already
Jeff,
had next week's discussion.
it's almost as if you're a writer for certain like websites where they do that all the
All right, inside baseball, I actually did have a template that I would use for product launches because I knew what the core structure needed to be, and it was really fill in my product name and specs, and then other information that's related just to that product. So I could have the skeleton ready to go, fill in the blanks, and in 5 minutes, I would have either a complete article or nearly complete article instead of having to start from scratch each time.
Yeah, that's a good idea. But there is news outlets out there, that's all they do. They're basically just rinse and repeat the same story over and over and over.
Yes.
This product is a failure because nobody is buying it and nobody cares. And Apple cut the production, right? That's also the other thing.
Apple is doomed.
Doomed.
Yes,
Doomed.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there's more to talk about because Apple did give us more stuff. So here we go. As Ben has pointed out, this is the week that Apple made hell freeze over. You can now move digital purchases from one Apple account to another. Something that we should have been able to do well over a decade ago
Or two, at
or
this point,
two,
close to a two,
right?
probably.
Yeah, yeah, they should have done this nearly 20 years ago.
I mean, with some very big caveats and asterisks to it, but yes, it is finally possible. So all those people that, I don't know, had a second account before family sharing to share purchases between their family members. Or yeah, or for just historical reasons, had second accounts, they can now move it in. So it's a complicated process when you look at it. But there's also a lot of limitations. It's like, oh, neither account can be part of kind of a family group. Stuff like that. There's more
And you
blanking
can migrate only one direction.
out.
So you need
Yeah.
to
Only once.
specifically, and only once. And you can't have made purchases on the account you're migrating within the last 15 days, I think it is.
15 days.
So, yeah, so you have to
And it
make
has to be in the
sure.
same country, which that
Oh,
killed me
right.
a
It
little
has to be in
bit
the same
because I always
country.
done it otherwise. And
Yeah.
it's all or
Yeah,
nothing
sorry to
as well.
teach
Like
you.
you can selectively migrate. Like it's all or nothing.
The exception to that is if you have test flight apps. You can the test flight apps won't migrate over.
Okay, that's a def that's a different thing. Yeah, that's true. It's only about purchases. Purchases in air quotes, it's in free apps, doesn't matter.
Okay, so a question. Because I have not, I've looked at this very briefly. I have not had a chance to sit down and analyze it. Happily, it's not a huge thing for me. But what I one of the things, because I've read articles about the limitations, and frankly, I think if you went through each limitation, you could pick out pretty easily good business reasons
Totally.
that you know that only certain things are allowed. Okay, all that said is, do they are they suggesting you migrated one way or the other? In other words, are they pushing you to your iCloud oriented account, or are they pushing you toward your App Store oriented account? I
Your
have not seen
iCloud
that
account.
addressed.
Your iCloud
They're
account,
pushing,
because
are
it
they?
is about purchases. It does not transfer any iCloud data or whatever. It's only about purchases that you've made. Content, any
Okay.
kind of that. So Apple Music, or iTunes, TV, all of that.
Okay,
Apps.
so that so
Good.
that's good, because that then puts everything under
One
Apple's
account.
control, if you will, as opposed to going into, because I don't know about you all, but my App Store account is I can't say it, is not my iCloud account.
Yeah, that's a lot
It,
of
it's a
people have it
complete,
that way. That's exactly
yeah.
it. Yes.
And so, and frankly, I would kind of like it to be under my iCloud account, because then I don't have to jump through hoops to try to get
Yes.
the service assistance acknowledgement.
Yes.
Not to say, well, we're not sure, or it's over there. Now it's going to all be under iCloud. So thank you.
Yes.
I think that's a valuable thing to understand.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Yeah,
Yeah, I've
it's something very useful that is well overdue.
Yeah, and then I mean with family sharing, you have it all under your account. You can share it then with your family. Like that's
Yeah.
kind of the point.
Okay, so my problem when they announce this shows that sometimes I'm really slow to pick up what people are putting down. Because I've been complaining ever since Apple gave us our second Apple ID for people like me, which turned into four Apple IDs ultimately, that I couldn't merge everything into a single account. So when they announced this, I'm like, oh, that's really cool. I can move all of that content from one account to another, but I really wanted to just merge the accounts. Okay, slow brain Jeff. That's literally what they're giving me, exactly what I asked for.
Kind of. The old account is still separate, and you could still continue using it, but at that point you can also just delete it.
Oh, actually, now that you say that, I still don't have exactly what I need, because I do have some things that are part of Apple where it requires the specific ID. So yeah, I could move all of my content to one, but I still would have to have two Apple IDs.
There's some other limitations. For example, I mean that's probably none of us that are affected, but if you are part of any special Apple program, like some special access program, you can't do that, which also makes sense because that's tied to your account. Like or if you're the one that you're moving away from has that, like the one that you have right now, your kind of main one, it's not a problem. You can have it. It's not a limitation. It's just you can't do that. But as I said, that makes sense because why would you want that then? And there's probably a way if you reach out to Apple to still do that. Just that can't work automatically.
Yeah, they probably have to do something manually on the back end.
And then I mean that's what we've heard that like supposedly at least. Before this was announced, this was already possible if you found someone in like support who was willing to do it. But this.
Oh, go ahead.
Sorry. Go ahead, Jeff. Go ahead.
Okay, real quick. This won't fix some of the problems, those of us with Apple IDs that date back to when Apple first started doing this with iTools. Those accounts have essentially grandfathered through the system, and there are things you can't do. It's like if you need to use functions that Apple offers, features that Apple offers, like a developer account where you need to have two-factor authentication, you still have to get someone to go and manually flip the switch so you can use two-step authentication, because the old Apple accounts don't support two-factor authentication.
And that's also a very good point. You need to have 2FA enabled two-factor authentication.
Right.
Yes. It does not work with two-step, the old system or whatever, or having it disabled. Like, it, you have to have that enabled. Probably for that reason, so that they're sure that you have a new account.
Yes. So it'd be nice if they could could address things like that too.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, for me, it's a very special situation. I have two accounts, and the one account is kind of migrated around in the world a little bit. So I used to have a second account for the US, and then I moved to the US, and I moved my main account also to the US, and then I moved back here, and I kept my US account, but I needed an Austrian account, so I moved the one that was originally US. I moved to Austria. So, and that has content because I bought movies and stuff down there. That I can't now, I cannot migrate because it's now Austrian. So that's a problem. Oh, I would love to move all the content out of there because that's kind of a pain in the ass to have that second account with some content and then the other account to see all the other content. So it's kind of a mess. But I can't do that. Yeah, but that's a very, very, very special case. I'm probably the only, I don't know, maybe the only or one of very few people that have that specific problem.
Yeah, I think we're in the select group of people who are likely to have special edge cases where this doesn't work well for us.
Yeah.
But I bet for the majority of people that if they can get through all the steps.
Yeah, that's the problem. It's really complicated.
It'll be fine. Yeah. Yeah, it is a complicated process. It's way too complicated.
Yes. Yeah. And I still haven't understood. Apple says this is apparently you can reverse it. If you accidentally did it or whatever, it's possible to reverse it. And then there's, of course, that makes sense. Some like cool down period. It's like you can't go back and forth all the time before you can do that again. But it's supposed, for some reason, they're like, this is a one way or one time thing. I haven't understood it properly what that means even.
Well, okay, so to address that, Patrice, I can see it being a one-time thing because one of the things that I'm sure they're trying to do is not have me purchase a movie or an app or something and then bequeath it to someone else upon my departure from this world.
Mm.
So, you know, that's, I would think that that's a big thing that, okay, you know, otherwise you could in theory keep handing it down because each account would just be doing it once.
Yeah, and I why not? For me, that's the question. I mean, if you own a DVD collection, a Blu-ray collection, you can't do that. Hand it over.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for sure.
Well, yeah, but so this has been not?
Yeah.
This has been a discussion we've had for how many years? Yeah. You know, that we don't own any of this stuff. Mm. We think we do, but we own the physical media. We just, some of it just happens to have content on it that we think we own, but we really don't.
Mm.
So and I'm not saying I like it and I'm not saying I agree with it, but that's the way reality. It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, that's the first thing. I did want to go back, though, to something you and Jeff had sort of alluded to. And I can't even remember why, but this, because it's been a number of years ago. But I had an issue with I don't even know if the iTools account still existed, but with my .Mac account. And the only way, and I was on the phone with Apple support for a while, and basically they said, look, we can fix this. We can take all your other accounts, all the other names, and push them up into iCloud, into your iCloud account. But that means you will not be able to get any more .Mac email. You will not get any more iTools email. Was there anything else in between? I can't remember.
.me?
.me.
Yes. .me. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
.me.
Yes. And so, you know, they did it and it worked seamlessly and I've never looked back. I kind of, you know, because of the identity we all have, I sort of hated to lose my .Mac account, but, you know, okay, so everything has worked since. So I feel like the technology on the back end maybe has been there for at least some of this, but just it took about a week for everything to take effect. And so that meant, you know, I'm calling back and bothering them and they're saying, yes, it's coming. So I can only imagine if they tried to do that with all of their users, it would be cost prohibitive in every sense. But So I shared that only because that, yeah, it, some of what Jeff was saying, you know, the back end was there and you could do certain things under if there was duress, but now it seems like, complicated or not, at least you have this option if you really feel strongly enough about it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep. I was very excited thinking, oh, finally, the stuff that I have stuck that I accidentally bought on my my iCloud account, I can move over to the account where I actually manage all of my purchases. Mm-hmm. And it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
There are certain things on the checklist that I can't make happen. So, oh, well, those few things will just stay stuck on that one account. Yep. Okay. Well, let's talk about more stuff. By the way, Ben, Patrice, thank you for finding a lot of the links we're using today.
You're welcome.
You, my dear sweet friends that I love, you have made my life so much easier today, and I do appreciate that.
Do you know who also is making things easier?
Me?
Apple and Netflix.
Apple and Netflix, yeah, but I think Jeff wanted to talk about something else that's easier now in some countries. I mean, we might not care, but I know some people in China will care a lot.
Yeah, and I actually don't have a link for the Apple Netflix thing. So, Ben, if you want to toss that in so people know what you're talking about, cool. But in the meantime, yes, Patrice, you nailed it, probably because you looked at which link I dropped into the chat.
Yes, I did. I did. And I also had provided that link to you.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, short version, Apple is partnering with Alibaba in China to bring Apple AI features to the country.
Yeah. It's kind of the equivalent to ChatGPT. And we knew that Apple was kind of building this in a way that they could add other services that they can integrate with in the US. We assumed in the US because there's others like from Microsoft Copilot and so on, whatever. Mm-hmm. And maybe their own, actually their own stuff is already there. This is, it's interesting. This is kind of the first step in that direction. They're like, okay, now they have ChatGPT and Alibaba that they support. I mean, I'm assuming Alibaba is only available in China, but I don't know. I don't even know whether ChatGPT is available in China or not. Didn't mention it. I probably assume not, because that would probably send data to the US, the government there, for I think understandable reasons, goes the other way as well. Wouldn't like.
Yep. Pretty much the way that they're doing this, from what I understand from reading the articles, Alibaba is basically doing like fact checking or compliance checking for the CCP. Then I believe the actual partner will be Baidu.
Baidu, yeah.
Baidu, yeah.
Yes, which is a search engine in the US, sorry, in the US, in China as well. Yes. Yeah, isn't that even Alibaba products? I might be wrong.
It probably is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. For those of you that are wondering, why does Apple even need to do this? It's because of laws in China that prohibit companies like Apple from bringing in their own AI tools. You have to use something in country.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, as I said, this is kind of going in both directions at this point. I mean, we've seen, I mean, it's not yet at least completely forbidden, but it's close to it from the US side. I mean, we had the whole discussion about DeepSeek. A couple weeks ago, and I mean the whole TikTok thing or whatever. So I think this is a mutual thing. You can have opinions about is this right or not, but you can see at least the arguments for it. So,
you know, in retrospect, Patrice, I think you described all of that well enough that my comment, being my very specific comment, was kind of redundant.
Yeah. No, but it's good. So
So.
we'll see. I mean, let's hope now that Apple has been or is partnering with others in other countries that they also do that in the US, for example, and it's not just OpenAI. There is other really good services out there. Just saying.
Am I misremembering Apple saying that the way they designed this was that so that it was you could plug other AIs in later on?
They never, as far as I know, they never officially acknowledged that. That's the rumor or the background info we got from some people that they were in talks with Google, especially apparently, and maybe also Microsoft and others. But as far as I know, at least, they never officially said that.
Okay, so I'm conflating speculation on what they could do
Yeah,
with
but
what they
yeah, I
said.
mean, I would say very well, like fact-based speculation, because you can see in the design of the system and the whole thing about private cloud compute and all of that, that it's very clear that Apple has had that intention. It's just you know, Apple, they never talk about things that are not there and ready.
Unless they do.
Well, unless they have to,
Unless they have to, yeah.
unless it's Apple AI.
Yeah, the time
Apple
they decided
Intelligence,
to
yes.
break that rule, that really worked out well for them.
Yeah, no, it didn't.
Remember the whole Ping launch where they said,
Oh, yes.
hey, and there's going to be FaceTime integr or Facebook integration,
Yes. Or, hey, we're
and
going to
there
make
actually wasn't.
FaceTime open source.
Right? Oh my God, right? Still
Yes.
waiting on that.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. Well, no, actually, it might happen because if the EU forces them to do
Don't bring that up.
it. Oh, they will. It's just a matter of when. They've already thought about that. Yeah, but Ben has a really cool article. Finally,
Yes,
it's really
Ben.
hell freezing over.
Yeah.
Yes, tell us about this chilly day in the netherworld.
Yeah. This is a day that I never thought would happen. I figured it might have been a whole bunch of BS, but lo and hold, I looked into my own list of content, and Netflix co original content is now searchable in Apple, with at least in the US, full TV app integration coming.
And their stuff is showing up in Up Next as well. Is that
Yeah.
correct?
Yes.
And I can't test this two reasons. First, when Netflix announced that they were raising their rates again, I decided it wasn't worth what, $20 a month for me. So I
Well,
just
probably
canceled
more at this
Netflix.
point. Yes.
Yeah, whatever it is, it's like, yeah,
Yeah,
I'll
no,
go to a
thank you.
friend's house to watch the final season of Stranger Things.
Oh yes, the only Netflix rate I am willing to pay is free with T-Mobile.
That's
That's a
a
nice rate,
reasonable rate
though.
right there. Yeah. But the other problem for me is that from what I understand, you have to have an Apple TV 4K for this to work.
That's interesting. Why would that
And
be?
I don't know. I don't know, but I'm still rocking an HD because my television's not 4K, so why spend the extra money
Makes
to get a
sense.
new
I mean,
one?
here's the thing. Neither Netflix or Apple has said anything officially, and we're clearly in the stage where everything is still populating. So it might have literally accidentally gone live before
That's what
they
I'm thinking.
planned on jointly announcing it. Yeah,
Oh,
that's
I'm
what
going
I
to
ex
do a crazy theory.
Okay.
But first, Patrice, you were
Yeah.
talking. I don't
No,
want to
it's
interrupt.
like I also had a I was kind of wondering about the crazy theory because I'm wondering why would Netflix do this? I mean, from Apple's perspective, totally 100%. Like they wanted that. They've wanted that for a long time, but why would Netflix all of a sudden want this? Like what is in it for them?
Well, simple. I can tell you this. Because it's not available, because it was previously not integrated with Apple TV, I have to make a conscious decision to watch Netflix programming. I will watch a couple episodes, then forget about it and just watch whatever's in what's next.
But a lot of people, for a lot of people, Netflix is what they watch and what they use most of the time. And that was the whole thing, because Netflix had the biggest catalog, the longest running content catalog, at least on the streaming side, that's available. So it was, I mean, that was the whole argument from Netflix, saying like, why would we do this? Because we're the TV. Like, people join us. I have a suspicion. Because we had yesterday a story about YouTube and YouTube TV being more like more popular. Oh, sorry, YouTube being more popular on TVs and than on mobile devices or on any other device,
Oh,
which was
interesting.
really interesting. And I have, maybe that is related, that Netflix is realizing that basically people are going to Netflix, to going to YouTube, and they have to be exposed to people more, so that people remember that there's a Netflix account, like what Ben
Yep.
was just saying.
Yep. YouTube, Disney Plus. I mean, it was one thing when Netflix basically was streaming.
Yes. Remember the Netflix
But
button on the remote.
yeah.
Oh, good times.
But there's just
The
so much more competition now.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, the Fire TVs still have
Oh, there's
dedicated
probably.
buttons for some of the services.
Yeah, there's probably still more, and that's so good.
And I haven't bought a TV in a while, but I wonder if the Apple TV the 4K requirement. And I don't have this at my command mentally, but did the 4K TVs have, excuse me, did the 4K Apple TVs have a better chip or
Oh yeah.
more,
Yeah,
even
of
at,
course.
or, okay, so there's one, or at
You're
the
looking
low
at an
end?
A10 minimum.
Yeah, and
No, excuse me,
okay,
A10X.
yeah, so, or at the low end, did they have more memory? I mean, the upper end's always had more memory, but the lower, I don't know. Don't remember what the base configurations, but I just wonder if to whoever set its point, you know, that this is still being distributed and some of the things that are being need to be delivered to your Apple TV are taking up more space.
It could also be that Apple is planning on kind of discontinuing the HD. I mean, it is reaching the vintage age, right? So it's possible that this is kind of more incidental, that they're only doing it for the 4K because literally the HD is being dropped from the next OS version, and they're like not worth investing in doing this still.
That's possible.
That could be. Yep.
And also, I'm again, I haven't done a lot of TV shopping, but it's kind of tough, I think, right now to buy a 1080p TV of any
Well,
size.
yeah, it's getting harder. You're right. It's still possible, and they're incredibly cheap at this point. I think you can buy like a 1080p for like 30 or 40 bucks, probably at this point.
Yeah, I mean,
Probably.
pretty much if it's 32 or down, it's HD. If
Yeah.
it's anything bigger than that, it's 4K.
Yeah. But it and even in those lower ranks, there's now 4K available, even if it makes
Yeah.
absolutely no sense.
Yeah. But you're right because, you know, I have a couple ancillary TVs and yeah, it did not make any sense to spend the money on 4K for those.
Yeah. But as I said, I
Especially
think it's at this point it's getting more expensive to do a 1080p than to just throw the 4K in that they already have for cheap available for everything else. Yeah, dedicated panels and all of that.
All right. So here's my harebrained crazy hypothesis.
Okay, let's hear it.
The re so we have two things that have potentially happened. First is that Apple conceded to Netflix and is giving them at least some of the data that they want access to.
Could be.
And Netflix is like, okay, yeah, that makes this work for us. And the other
That
thing is, maybe the announcement next week is going to be a big surprise for everyone because it will be a new model of Apple TV, and there's some feature in there that relates to Netflix.
well,
And so we're starting to see some of the bits
that
of that roll out right now.
Yeah, that would make a lot of sense. I mean, to be honest, I'm expecting a new Apple TV. I don't know how big it will be. But let's spin this. Let's go into the city of crackpot theories. It's not just a
I
house.
am all aboard.
Yes. I mean, we know that Netflix is pushing into gaming. And I know that Ben is very excited and wants a gaming like focused or capable, at least properly capable Apple TV. What if that is literally what is going to happen next? And the product launch that the new member of the family that we saw the CSE4 is actually the new Apple TV. And it has the Netflix tie-in, and you can have Netflix games or whatever.
Like, if you somehow put like your Netflix or integrate with your Netflix account, Netflix games go like right into Apple Arcade.
Yes. Something like that. And
That
that's
would be
why they're doing
cool.
it, and they kind of accidentally flipped the switch a little bit too early on the integration part. Or they did it on pur they're doing it on purpose because they want people to be already connected when this ships. Could also be.
I love this theory. All
You
right, so
heard it here first.
heard it here first. That's
Yeah,
right. I can't
we can't guarantee
wait.
we're right because we
Yeah.
usually aren't.
No, exactly. I was just thinking that. It's like, so now it's guaranteed this is not going to happen because we said
Because we said it. I apologize in advance.
it. Yes. I'm sorry.
Okay, so we could keep talking because there's still
Yes.
more Apple stories, but I want to make sure we have time for cool things. So we should move on to that. Who has the first cool thing?
I am the first cool thing.
Should we talk about the chat real quick?
Oh, crap. See, my world has been just so discombobulated for 2.5 months now that just simple things like
Yeah, I mean,
that, like the chat.
you haven't done this in like 2 weeks, so maybe that's why. So while Ben is finding his cool thing and put his cool thing in, we have a really cool live chat where the links for everything we've talked about so far, all the nice like also comments and very thoughtful comments from the Bob and from the third
Wait,
and
you said Bob, I have to drink.
the Bob, and you will understand in a second why I said it that way because that is a reference to something. Either way, like there's a really cool live chat. When we record this show, we have a live stream, and we record this very show every Friday, 4 p.m. UK time. And we also have the big show Thursdays, 7 p.m. UK time, whenever that is in your time zone. And if it's on Mars, you do the math. Sorry, can't do that for you. But then you just head over to live.britishtechnetwork.com in your favorite browser, and it's like YouTube. We talked about it. There's a live video in the middle, and then there's a chat on the side. There's no registration required. It generates some really funny names. Let me scroll up a little bit to see if there is one that I could reference. No, not today. So like there's some really cool names it generates for you, but you can change it and it will remember it. So that's what the Bob Beach and the third basically do. They don't have to enter it every time. It just remembers that, oh, this is the name you had last time. So it's really cool and it's super easy to use. Like it's literally like it's just there. That's how easy it is. And if you don't have time for this, you don't want to watch the live stream, like totally fine. I mean, that's why we put out the recorded form on our website or in your podcast player of choice, whatever it is, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, whatever, like all the others, just YouTube, is it YouTube these days? Or is it Google Music? I always forget where Google puts podcasts these days, but wherever that is, you can still get all those podcasts. But then you can't get to the live chat because that's, of course, in the past. So we have a really cool feature for that because we have a transcript on our website. So all you have to do is a live transcript. All you have to do is you head over to britishtechnetwork.com/chat. And then you ask, or you click in the calendar that pops up on that page. You click on a date, and it will show you the transcript for that date. And if you put in Today's date, Valentine's Day, February 14th, 2025. Then you will see all the things that we talked about it, including Ben's cool thing and ours.
Awesome. Patrice, thank you for doing that. And thank you for pulling me through the show and helping me remember everything.
You're welcome.
When I say helping me remember everything, what I mean is actually remembering everything and then politely telling me, hey, you need to do the thing you just forgot.
You're welcome.
So thank you. All right, Ben, tell us about your cool thing.
Okay. My cool thing will be the sequel to both Falcon and the Winter Soldier and The Incredible Hulk. A little movie called Captain America: Brave New World that just is coming out this weekend.
Are you going to go see it right away?
Oh, I did yesterday at 2 o'clock.
Oh, you already saw it. Okay.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Then what did you think? And the reason I'm asking about your opinion specifically is because some of the reviews have been coming out and they're not that good, but I know that what you see in reviews versus what your friends experience in real life often don't match.
That is so true.
And Ben, please, no spoilers. No spoilers.
Yeah, I really liked it. I thought it stayed very true to characters. Certain things that have been out in the open for the last 15 years are explained.
Okay.
Harrison Ford does a really good job of playing Thunderbolt. It's a more regretful version of the character than William Hurt played, because it's a different he's in a different point in his life.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Danny Ramirez was really good as as the new Falcon.
Mm-hmm.
He has a really good sidekick. He has that youthful energy to everything.
And this is the same actor that was in Falcon and Winter Soldier. Correct.
Yes.
They didn't recast
their same actor, same character.
Cool.
Yep. Right, cool. Except he now has a very expanded role since he is kind of the primary sidekick.
Cool.
That's good.
Yep. They really use some of the secondary characters well. Like you would expect the Japanese prime minister to pretty much be a blink as you miss a character. No, he's integral to the plot of the film.
Mm-hmm.
It's that kind of political thriller you expected from The Winter Soldier.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to come out here right and say it. I think a lot of the bad reviews are more political than anything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. I also will say this. While it briefly touches on certain themes from Falcon and the Winter Soldier, it's not rehashing them all.
Okay.
That's good.
All right.
Otherwise, it would be boring.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Mm-hmm. I'll check it out.
We'll check it out. Awesome. All right, Patrice, tell us about your cool thing.
Yeah. So my cool thing is a book, and I do not remember. Oh, no. It was recommended by Brett Terpstra and the MacWise's Life Holiday Gift Guide in 2023. So it's been a while. It's a book series that I wanted to get to and kind of never did. And since that recommendation, and now I have, and it's amazing. It's We Are Legion, We Are Bob, the Bobbyverse series, basically, by Dennis E. Taylor. I'm, of course, listening to it in the audiobook form, narrated by Harry Porter. But there's also, I think, a Kindle version if you want to read it. Maybe there's a print version, but I don't think so. At least I haven't seen it. But it's a really interesting and really cool story. And it revolves around the Bob. Or multiple of them, because the story is there is basically it's like, I don't know, current, let's say current times. There's a service where you can sign up, and when you die, they will cryo freeze your brain, basically. And so Bob signs up for that and walks out of the building. Like, he does everything, signs everything, pays everything. Walks out of the building, gets hit by a car. And so gets like really bad luck, gets cryo frozen, of course, because at least that's a thing now. And he wakes up in the 21 somethings, 30s, 40s, 50s. I don't remember exactly what year, but like quite a couple, like 100 something years in head. So it should be 2150s probably. 30 years, I think it was in the future. But things are slightly different, and they're not different because, oh, whatever, we have more advanced technologies or whatever. No, it's like he feels slightly different, like something is different. Turns out that he's been integrated into kind of a probe of some sort, a ship, almost a spaceship thing. Like, actually, no, it's a probe at that point, like kind of a robot, in a very faith-based society. But then he gets the hang of it pretty quickly and starts to understand his new role, new position, because his new role is that they want to send him out into the universe, him and many clones of him out into the universe, to figure out places where we could populate and discover it, because I mean that's pretty difficult for like a normal human being, because you don't live that long, but the computer or like an AI kind of would be able to do that. Stuff happens, and he's sent out kind of in a rush job, and he's the only one. And so he starts, like, one of his things that he does is he starts creating children, clones of himself, kind of. But they all have different personalities. So there's kind of a base model, you could call it. It's like they all have some things in common because they're all coming from the same Bob. But they all are slightly different. They have little variants. It's like they pick different names, and it's a lot of fun. It's a really cool series. Like I said, the Bob, and they go to different star systems and discover interesting things. And one of the every Bob has kind of their thing, what they like to do. It's like what they're interested in and what they're good at, and like one of them finds, for example, a planet with like a very, very early, like in their evolution species. It's kind of like Neanderthals, maybe that level, or maybe a little bit after that. And kind of he protects them, helps them, cares about them, kind of becomes their god, the Bob. There's like one guy that he kind of adapts the Homer Simpson, because there's a lot of pop culture references, because of course the guy came from Earth, so he mm-hmm. kind of got stuck in like the current times from like his mental ideas, what he has. It's a really interesting book, really cool. There's an entire series. I'm in the second book. There's like five or six, I think, at this point. It's really good. Really enjoy it. A lot of fun. And they're spreading, and they're discovering a lot of interesting things about themselves, about humanity, about what can happen, what you can invent. Like, everybody's doing some different job, and it's a lot of fun. A lot of also pop culture references here and there.
Yes.
There's a Riker, by the way, for example.
The most important question is, have the Bobs met any a-hole beer cans?
Not gonna tell you. Maybe they have, maybe they haven't.
All right, so apparently I need to be reading We Are Legion. We Are
yes,
Bob.
We Are Bob.
Awesome. That sounds super cool.
The Bob.
Okay. The Bob. All right, so Chuck, that means it's your turn.
Okay, well, I just threw this into the chat room. I have been discovering that something that maybe you all knew, that there are a lot of things that you can plug into a light socket other than a light bulb and get things out of it. This particular one is something that was suggested on another podcast that we all listen to. This is the Tanabe motion sensor garage light
Ten
that would
baby.
also be and
What? Ten
and would
baby. You read it.
You write
Tan
tan
baby?
baby.
Yeah,
Oh,
ten
tan
baby.
baby. Oh, tan baby. Okay, well, okay. I stuck an extra A in there for some reason. But this is really interesting. And it would be good for closets, garages, basements, you know, whatever, where you want a motion light. But a motion light that is surprisingly bright. This the LEDs are arranged like a ceiling fan, so that you can angle them a little bit different, but I got this and I thought, okay, you know, I really would like something in my garage other than just the garage door light that, you know, will act as a motion sensor. Holy cow, this thing is so bright, it's shocking. And so, you know, and I was going to get two. I thought, no, I'll get one to try it. That's all I really need. Now, again, you know, it's a garage. How bright do you need it? But at the same time, this is really bright. And that's sort of the objective. And it requires no work, no anything. You just screw out the light bulb and screw this in and flip the
Nice.
light switch to the on position. So, you know, if you think this is of interest to you know, I can tell you it will probably address any lighting needs you have, as long as you have a light socket, better than just your basic bulb. So it's one of those stupid things that, you know, it's like, okay. It's 20 right now on the US
$23.
Amazon store. It's $23.99,
Yeah.
and you can get a 20% off coupon. So
Oh, nice.
it's ridiculously cheap
Wow.
for what it
Yeah.
is.
And I mean,
Now I've
it's saying it's, I mean, I don't know if that's a typo, but it seems to be consistent. 18,000 lumens. Like a typical, like a Philips Hue light strip has, I think, 2,000.
900.
No, they're a little bit brighter. They're like, I think, 1,500 or 1,800 or something like that. They're over 900. That, holy freaking shirt balls, that is bright.
Well, and I think, Patrice, it's because of the arrangement
Yeah,
of
okay, makes
the,
sense.
you know,
Yeah.
it's because it's not just one bulb, it's
Yeah.
those one, two, three, four,
Sure, it
five,
does add
six.
up. Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah, but
six
it's like
arrays
that
real
is
quick.
bright. Like your
Yes.
garage is probably gonna be really bright and you could work in there. Like that's
Yeah,
how bright it is.
exactly. And that's something that, you know, while I don't work in my garage a lot, you know, if you do at night, or even look, just pull in for security purposes, you know, there's just a lot to be said for this. So, you know, go for it, try it. You can always return it if you don't like it, but I would
Twenty
be shocked if
24
you.
bucks, like buy it. No, this is great. I mean, this is perfect, and it's LED light, so that's gonna last forever.
So good. I think it's a good value for the money, and
Hell
it may
yes.
solve a problem for you.
Hell yes.
Very cool. I like the third question, so don't put it in the bedside lamp then.
Well, I mean, if you like to sleep with sunglasses on or whatever, then
If you want a
maybe.
sunburn in bed, sure.
Yeah, it just depends on what you're doing bedside, you know.
Yeah, well,
So
okay, that's a good point.
I mean,
we'll leave it at that.
honestly, I want to find a miniaturized version of this for closets.
Oh, that would be great. Yeah.
I bet there is one.
I bet there is one.
Because I mean, yeah, having this kind of array light with an integrated motion sensor
That would be
is just
cool. Yes.
that's just perfect. This sounds
Yeah.
perfect for a closet.
Yeah, walk-in closet of some sort, whatever. You don't need the 18,000 lumens for that. It's a little bit much. Unless you have a really ridiculously big walk-in closet. Who knows?
Yes,
But usually you don't.
I have seen those type of walk-in closets on the on YouTube videos.
Yeah. But most, I mean, most people don't have that. But like, so smaller version, yeah, would be nice. But this is, I mean, for a garage, perfect. You have perfect working lights. It's motion sensing, so you don't have to really find the light, like the button and all of that, like switch.
Yeah, it's, I mean, you know, it's not, it's one of those practical things, you know, that you look at it and think, well, because it's a problem I've had for a while and I never get around to it. You know, it's like, I'll go and look at some of the motion sensing things and then you just never think about it. And when this popped up, it's like, hey, that's great. Somebody recommended it that I trust and now I'm recommending it to you, but, you know, so I'll go try it. And boy,
That's
have I been
cool.
happy I did.
Yeah, this would work great in a basement too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Well, then I guess it's my turn. And I feel like the three of you kept it pretty highbrow overall, or at least intellectual on some level.
Yes,
And I'm
I am the king, Jeff.
you
Oh,
are.
Jeff.
Oh, no, I'm the
Jeez. Here
queen.
we go.
All right, so I'm bringing you floor 796. Patrice, this is what I sent to you
Oh,
yesterday.
yes.
This is a web page, and it's a web page where you can just get sucked in and spend so much time. So whoever created this, they actually developed their own tools to get all of the animation to work right. So they basically hand animated all of this these computer drawings that they have made and created this massive pop culture web page. And so you can just click on things and it'll tell you what it's referencing. And there's also little Easter eggs in there. And so you can click on some things and see like what are they reading on the note? And it'll show you the note. But anyhow, so it's just full of so much stuff. And apparently, whoever did this, they update it every now and then. So they add more. So you can go back again and again and find more stuff.
Yeah, there seems
And
to
it's
be
just.
some goal that they have. I saw on the website that there's like they want to add every character possible or something. There's like some goal where they're like, this is what we want to achieve at the end.
That's cool. I hadn't read that part yet.
Yeah, it's somewhere in
But
the
see, and
about, I
see,
think.
I'm getting distracted. I'm just scrolling through and looking at some of the stuff. And but anyhow, it is just super cool, and loads of fun, and just an amazing way to waste loads of time. And
My
you and.
God, who has the time to do go through all this, let alone
Right.
how big is the thing?
It's big. It's very big. I'm just kind of like
Oh my God, I'm
scrolling through.
scrolling
This
my
is
browser down.
riveting audio content. It's like people
Right?
listening to us looking at this page. No, it's really cool.
Well,
I have to say one thing, so be warned, Jeff. When you sent that to me and I clicked on it, and the first thing I saw was a switch language switch between English and Russian. I was like, did you get hacked? I was like, huh, weird. No, but it's fine. I checked it out.
I
It's
should have
totally okay.
included a little bit of information
Yeah.
initially because you did
Yes.
reply back with, "What's
What
this?"
what's this? I was like, what did you just send to me? And I opened it on my phone. I'm like, what am I looking at? Like, yeah, it is really cool, I have to say. Now, after you explained it to me, I was like, oh, this is really interesting.
Jeff,
Yeah.
how do you? I mean, I've taken my browser down to zoomed out as far as I can, and have. I found the edges on the bottom. How do I get back to the top, though?
Click and drag to scroll through and scroll around.
Click interact to scroll through and then scroll around. Oh, got it. Okay. Oh my God.
Exactly.
Right?
But you can call me Patrice.
Anyhow.
Yeah, anyway, we
Yeah,
should
there are people with.
probably we're getting sucked
Sorry,
in.
I
We
got
should keep
distracted
going.
again.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
I have to hide that tab, otherwise I'm just going to sit here and
Yeah.
scroll through
Good
that.
thing for me it's right now not loading for some reason, so.
It's because Bob Beach and the Third are
That's probably why.
At the
Yeah,
same time.
and it's running
Yes.
on a on a I don't know, Atari or something.
Anyhow. All right.
This needs to be seen. Listen, I will say this. This needs to be seen to be believed.
Yes.
And then close it, because if you click on one of these things, you're just going to get sucked in and you'll be here till next Mac show. When Jeff will give you something equally time wasting.
Let's get out of here before we start doom scrolling.
Yes.
Right.
I think we already have.
But this is way better than doom scrolling.
It is.
Although if you look through there, I believe you can find Doom.
Oh, yeah.
Popcorn. I think
Hopefully
I saw
not the
one
Rock
of those.
Movie.
Yeah. All right. So with that, it is now time for us to really wrap up. Ben, where can people find you?
Well, Jeff, you can find me at Ben Reithig on your social media of choice. You can find my writings and ravings at reithigtech.com. You can occasionally find me on such podcasts as the In Touch with Mac Voices show, which is a conglomeration of course, In Touch with iOS, Mac Voices, and the Mac Show.
Yeah, it's it's the combined product. Yep.
Yes.
Awesome. Chuck, where can people find you?
He did that the other night on the live show, Jeff, where he had attributed wrong, just like we said he did a Jeff Gamut because
I'm so
of Mac Stock.
Of
so yeah. So you can find me never visiting this floor again, because this is just
ridiculous.
Oh,
you say that.
I want to forget about this. This floor night 796. Yeah. Do not go there. But do go to macvoices.com. That's where you can find everything I'm doing. We are approaching, but we're not at the end yet, of the CES interviews.
Nice.
So there's a lot of great stuff there. On the socials, you can find me as at Chuck Joyner. And if you want to visit us on the live show that was mentioned by Ben, Tuesday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern at macvoices.com, excuse me, at youtube.com/macvoices TV.
Awesome. Okay. And Patrice, it's your turn. Where can people find you?
Well, I'm here every week almost every week on The Big Show and on The Mac Show on British Tech Network. And I say almost because sometimes I'm traveling and then I can only join neither or only The Big Show. Everything I'm doing, all the social media links, the podcast, the projects, literally everything on my website, thepatrice.com, gets you there. And we haven't been recording in a little while, but we still have, fortunately, a bunch of episodes in the queue. Retro Rewatch with Jeff, and I always like to hold up my little Retro Rewatch mug. The tea tastes definitely better out of it, but I never use it for that because it's just too precious. I want to keep it pristine. Not that I couldn't just order another one. But either way, it's pretty cool. We're watching Stargate SG-1 right now. We just posted, as of I think 2 hours ago or something, when I had finally time to do it, we posted season 2 episode 4, The Gamekeeper, aka episode 27 of Retro Rewatch. So that's out there now for you to listen over the weekend.
Awesome. Patrice, I'm really glad we do that show together. And I want to point out that everything does taste better in my Retro Rewatch mug.
It does.
I'm not drinking out of it today because it's currently in the dishwasher. But it's true. Everything's better in that mug. All right. So I guess it means it's my turn. Social media is Jay Gamut everywhere. I'm posting most on Mastodon and some on Blue Sky, and I'm getting better at using Pixel Fed instead of Instagram. Shows, Chuck Joyner's Mac Voices Live. Hey, Chuck's here. Hi, Chuck.
Happy Valentine's Day, Jeff.
Happy Valentine's Day. And Dave Ginsberg's In Touch with iOS here on the British Tech Network for The Big Show and The Mac Show. Brian Chaffin and I do The Context Machine. And as Patrice pointed out, we do Retro Rewatch. And I am still absolutely loving watching Stargate SG-1. All right. So with that, hey, thank you to the three of you for making my Friday morning just absolutely wonderful. When I say it's a delight to spend this time with you, it's because it's true. So happy Valentine's Day to all three of you, and you're wonderful friends, and I love you. So happy Valentine's Day. And hey, everyone that's watching, listening live, thank you for being here as well. I'm so glad that you're here and part of the BTN family, and everyone that's been in the live chat. Hey, thanks for interacting with us there. All of you that watch or listen to the show recordings later, thank you for being part of all of this too. I'm glad all of you are here and part of the BTN family. Hey, Ewan, happy Valentine's Day. And thank you just for being you. Muller, you get a happy Valentine's Day also. And thanks for making sure we have people for shows. Patrice, thanks for everything you've done to keep everything running and updating and refreshing and making our whole live stream system new. You rock. So with that, I think it's safe to say that everyone should come back and join us next Thursday for the big show, then come back again on Friday for the Mac show. And all of you, happy Valentine's Day and have a great weekend.
Will you be my Valentine?
Yes, I will be your Valentine.